before.
Started.
Okay.
And then the last time you started.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's try to keep it. Yeah. Let's try to keep it about there. Yeah. See. If that feels frantic, we'll slow it down. One. Go. Yeah. Scribe. That's gonna be your nickname.
Scribe.
Scribe. One. Two. One. Two. One. Two. Three.
Thank you.
top of the at the top of the eighth. So then we would go in the same solo order that we did after that. Yeah, let's do two courses of eights, something like that. Yeah.
But he won't.
I don't know what's going on. I let it go.
Just keep
that
way.
Yeah. I mean, having you guys on opposite sides of the room doesn't help.
I think
with that. Like,
well, this is good. We're facing each other.
Right. Well, that's true.
We're lining up, and it's like.
Yeah. The one thing I'd say about solos is a lot of good quarter note ideas happening. But every once in a while, don't be afraid to leave a good couple of bars of space. I hear you guys doing this some, but just get an idea farther ahead of time. Instead of kind of continuously playing quarter notes, it's kind of like, what am I going to do next? Okay. Okay, I'll think about it. You know, it's like, it's funny, I can think of one trumpet player I've seen who literally looked like he was reloading in between. And you can just, like, you know, just like,
I see that too.
So don't be afraid to leave, and also that gives, because it's going by so quick, that gives rhythm section a chance to put in some commentary that maybe will influence the next thing you'll play. You know?
I think also for combi instruments, that I believe that somehow leaves a little space when you can hit two chords.
Right. But the difference at this tempo is that a little space at a slower tempo might be a couple of beats. In this case, it might be a couple of measures, because you're going faster. So, you know, leaving a full, I mean, Chet Baker would do that a lot, to name one. He would just, you know, stop playing for a little bit, or Miles. Especially, I'm thinking of Chet because he played a lot of up-tempo tunes, where, you know, it would be more a phrasing thing, like leaving the rhythm section to finish the end of a phrase and then he would come back in with something new. Yeah, but that time feels great right now, and I think we should definitely give... I mean, Mike, do you want to hold chorus on this?
No, thanks.
No?
Break it up, that's better.
Okay.
I'm not used to...
It's not... It sounds great. So, yeah, you're doing a lot of cool stuff.
I really like the symmetry of this eights, because this is exactly the same kind of part, the same chords.
Yeah, sometimes
where the solos fall in.
Sometimes I don't like that, actually,
counts.
Because you want people getting different chords every time, but it kind of just worked out that way. That's all right.
For me, for simplicity, that was
good. Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
I knew,
true.
Okay, this is this part I'm not playing.
Yeah.
I have a question about
sure.
this one. I don't know if it would be not cool, but I wonder if we want to do the, like, either the same order of solos for
sure.
this one, rather than because, like, I'm a little nervous about being spontaneous on this one just because it goes by faster.
Sure.
And I'm concerned about getting
yeah,
lost.
Yeah, you guys are good
tomorrow?
At
kind of
queuing it. Yeah, you guys are good at queuing, and then if it feels more comfortable, you can totally sketch out order of solos.
Yeah, I think if you go ahead and take the first one,
yeah.
you're already playing,
good.
Right? I think that we're, and then from there.
And hand it off to maybe you want to go next? Whatever.
Or hand it off to whoever you want to. Right?
I hate to script it out too much,
it's
but.
All right. No, it's
totally.
I'm
just
I do that all the time.
Like,
would that help
getting,
if you know you're going first? And then you can hand it off to whoever?
Yeah,
because
that's a good idea. Because
last time you
sort
of handed it off to me, but if you handed it off to them,
right.
I
think
right.
I'm more resistant to not. You know, to writing out solo orders if I feel like a group will fall apart if it doesn't go exactly as the order is.
Oh,
I mean, at this point, I know that you guys are going to be fine. I think it just took some practice to kind of get that cueing ingrained. And from this point, if it's easier to write them out, that's fine. I mean, to write out the order.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. How do people feel about that? Maybe if I go first, then my problem of getting lost won't happen.
Well, that's what
yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, so maybe I don't.
Yeah, like you're saying, you're
maybe
already
we can
playing
just, like,
the melody.
Forget that,
just
said
right
that.
And honestly, I don't know, because we've
perfect.
Tried that before, where it's like, oh, and then I forget the order.
Yeah, look, forget. I think.
I'm looking
okay,
around.
So
maybe
I say you'll
take
the soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that way you know exactly when you're coming in.
Yeah, and I'll be there too. I'll kind of help.
Okay. All right, scrap that idea.
No, that's fine. Any other questions? I think those four. So let's come up with an order.